Are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of Urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We got lots to talk about this hour. We're going to talk about some new perils associated with carrageenan, a common food additive, and another thing about one of the most familiar kitchen appliances that you use just when you thought it was safe to go back into the kitchen. A new peril has emerged. But first, this, with the nomination of RFK Jr. for head of HHS, he promises to make America healthy again. And one of his platforms is to remove food dyes from our cereals. And there's quite a lot of uproar if you follow this on social media, that people are going to Battle Creek, Michigan to protest in front of Kellogg's headquarters about the addition of potentially harmful food dyes in cereals. And here's actually some statistics. What are the 10 most popular cereals in the United States ranked by annual sales? Well, the one that is most in the crosshairs, Fruit Loops, is actually only number 7. Still, a quarter of $1 billion in annual sales, $269 million in annual sales. And that's the one that is most implicated in the food dye controversy. But a lot of cereals have food dyes added to them. Things like red number 40, blue number 1, and yellow number 6. These have been implicated in attention deficit disorder among kids. They're also thought to disrupt the microbiome. And they just generally aren't good for you. Although a lot of regulators are pushing back saying, well, the science isn't there yet. You know, yeah, there's some studies, but, you know, many countries permit these. Although you do see some disparities because in Europe, they're far more zealous about regulating these things. They even post warning labels on candies and confections that contain artificial dyes saying that they might have an impact on kids' mental health. Among the cereals that are popular, Cheerios, that's fairly straightforward. Then there's Honey Nut Cheerios. Yeah, people really like when they add sugar to their Cheerios in the box. Then there's Frosted Flakes with nearly $500 million worth of sales. Honey Bunches of Oats. Yeah, that's kind of a knockoff of Honey Nut Cheerios. Cinnamon Toast Crunch sales come in number 5. And Lucky Charms, really a sugar-laden bomb, come in at number 6. Cereals like Frosted Mini Wheats and Fruity Pebbles are also very popular. So RFK Jr. has these cereals in the crosshairs. And I hearken back to an article in the Wall Street Journal in 2017. You see, this is not new. This is not new. The effort to roll back on artificial colorings in cereals was actually initiated by cereal makers way back in 2015. And they offered an alternative to Trix, which is the iconic child-friendly breakfast cereal. And it didn't go over well with the public. They learned their lesson the hard way after they started selling all-natural Trix in 2016, which was colored with extracts of radishes, purple carrots, and turmeric. And consumers pushed back on it. They said it looked bland. The color just wasn't bright enough. And the taste was different. And so there was a big outcry, as there was when they tried to switch classic Coke with the new Coke formula? There was a huge pushback, a customer revolt. And so in 2017, they had to reinstate the food dyes. Red number 40, yellow number 6, blue number 1, and they put it back. So the question arises, is America really ready to be made healthy again? Because consumers demand ultra-processed food, and they want those really bright colors that you can only attain with artificial coloring. And here's an interesting sideline. Not the yellow dye that's used in cereals, because that's yellow dye number 6, but there's another yellow dye called tartrazine. It's bright yellow. It was discovered in the 1800s by chemists in Germany who led the world in discovering ways to dye foods and clothing. And tartrazine became a fixture in many foods because it has a delightful yellow color. But it also has another interesting property. It can make the skin transparent, really. And I've seen remarkable pictures of this. Maybe you've seen this in the media. If you rub tartrazine on the belly of a mouse, you can see all their internal organs. It's crazy, but it renders the skin transparent. For some trick of chemistry to alter the pathway of light, it renders the skin transparent. So how could something like that be so good for you? Clearly, people who consume tartrazine-flavored foods aren't becoming transparent because it requires direct application of the skin. And besides, the skin in mice is much thinner than the skin in humans. But they actually think this might have an application. For blood drawing, for example, when we draw blood or insert IVs, we have to kind of, look at the surface of the skin and sometimes palpate with our fingers to see where the veins are. And we try, we miss, try again. People get poked numerous times. And wouldn't it be great if we could just apply something to the surface of the skin and render the skin transparent so we could see the underlying veins? Well, tartrazine might fill that role. But no thanks, I'd rather not have tartrazine in my mustard or in my multicolored Trix or other colorful morning cereal. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, you've heard me talk for years about CBD. It's got some real breakthrough health benefits. Well, now our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. They work on the endocannabinoid system, but without the potential side effects of CBD, if people prefer not to use a hemp-derived compound. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules include the Plus Health Clarity Gummies, which contain innovative ingredients like DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance and enhance memory and provide natural energy. Or you want a little peace and calm. Plus Health's Peace Gummies contain a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort that support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness that you might experience from some sedating compound. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the reshaped capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health. So many of us experience metabolic problems, insulin resistance, and so on. And that's a product for you. Also helps to maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. They got everything over there at pluscbdoil.com. Okay. Just when you thought it was safe to go back into the kitchen, you know, like Jaws, right? The kitchen can be a dangerous place. And, you know, we tried to, you know, we've gotten rid of our nonstick pans. We've gotten rid of the aluminum. We don't microwave in plastic containers anymore. Well, I went into my kitchen and I discovered that a peril lurks therein. That according to a new article in the Wall Street Journal, entitled, Yes, You Really Should Toss That Black Plastic Spatula. And indeed, I have a black plastic spatula. Now, why oh why could that be a problem? Well, it's one of the inadvertent downsides of recycling. You see, the way to get that black plastic is they recycle the black plastic that's in items that contain flame retardants, like parts for computers. So they aren't intentionally adding flame retardants to kitchenware, even though kitchenware is used in conditions where there are high temperatures. Scientists suspect that the black plastic in electronics is inadvertently ending up in everyday household products because it's being recycled and reused in manufacturing material. So they say that cooking with black plastic utensils, especially sautéing foods in oil and on a hot pan, accelerates chemical reactions and the release of flame retardants. Why could that be a problem? Flame retardants are suspected carcinogens. They also might be endocrine disruptors affecting the thyroid, affecting potentially sex hormones, insulin resistance, and so on. And so how do you know? How do you know? Well, not every black spatula is going to contain these chemicals, but you don't really have a way of tracing the supply chain and properly vetting your black plastic utensils. There's just no way of knowing because they may or may not have been made from recycled plastic that contains flame retardants. So what are you supposed to do? I really like my black plastic spatula. I use it every day, but I might have to part with it. They say that silicone utensils are probably okay, although some might contain some plastic as well as silicone rubber. They say it's probably best to avoid plastic in general because other items might contain chemical additives such as phthalates, which are endocrine disruptors. So the alternative, yeah, silicone's better, but also consider using wooden items when you're flipping over your scrambled eggs or your easy over eggs, because you just don't know what those black plastic utensils might contain. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours. With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Carrageenan. Carrageenan is something that is ubiquitous in many food products. You can find it in yogurt. You can find it in a lot of foods where they have reduced the fat content. And in order to prevent the product from feeling watery, they use a texturizer called carrageenan. Carrageenan sort of plumps things up and gives a texture. It's derived from seaweed. Years ago, I recognized that it could be a problem because carrageenan is actually used in experiments where they try to test cosmetics. And what they do is they have the rat paw experiment where they take a rat paw and they rub carrageenan into it to create some inflammation. Yeah, it creates inflammation. Then they apply the cosmetic to see if the cosmetic is safe or not on inflamed skin. So carrageenan is known to create inflammation. This article, Carrageenan and Insulin Resistance in Humans, they found that consumption of carrageenan, this is a study in humans, so it's not done in rats, it's done in humans. They found that consumption of carrageenan caused elevations in inflammatory markers like C-reactive protein and IL-6, but they also caused changes in insulin resistance. And the reason they think that is because it can cause leaky gut. It increased intestinal permeability and thus had an impact on the body's ability to handle and metabolize sugar and carbohydrates, and suggests that, you know, perhaps widespread carrageenan consumption has resulted in an increase in obesity, metabolic syndrome, and even diabetes. 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
'Tis the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now, my friends at The Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And a reminder, you can call anytime you like. You don't have to call during the program. You can call during the week at your leisure if you have a question or a comment, maybe something you've experienced in the realm of medicine. That's 877-726-8255. So let's hear one of those calls.
Hi, my cardiologist has informed me that there are new guidelines for LDL cholesterol. I'd like to know your thoughts and opinions on LEQ-VIO, the cholesterol-lowering medication for LDL. Thank you.
Okay. So, yes, indeed, there are new guidelines. And, yeah, I don't know what your cardiologist told you, because there's a tendency for the guidelines to get lower and lower and lower. It used to be that everyone was okay as long as their cholesterol was below 250. But then they began slicing and dicing LDL versus HDL, the good versus the bad cholesterol. And LDL became the sine qua non for determining whether people needed cholesterol reduction. And there's a problem with that, because studies show, and I actually shared a study with you a couple of weeks ago, on coronary artery calcium scores in relation to LDL. And surely there's a trend. The higher your LDL, the more likely you are to have coronary calcium, which is an indication of potential risk for heart attack or stroke. But a surprisingly high percentage of people with astronomically high LDL, LDL, not just total cholesterol, but LDL cholesterol over 190, have no plaque whatsoever. It's in the, you know, fairly high double digits, you know, like 40 some percent. So it is not an entirely reliable predictor of whether you're going to have a heart attack or stroke, or for the need or for the potential benefit of lowering your cholesterol. And so here are some of the new guidelines. By the way, the new guidelines are more lenient. The tendency has been, you know, how low can you go? Well, here's a headline from June of 2024. New cholesterol guidelines could drastically reduce statin use for millions. In other words, they kind of, maybe they came to their senses. They said that adopting the new equations could lead to a significant reduction in statin recommendations, impacting 40% of currently eligible U.S. adults. But the problem is that relying on LDL alone is not that good. And in a recent study, they found that three things, when looked at together, are fairly accurate predictors of whether you're going to get cardiovascular disease, a heart attack or a stroke or angina or some bad kind of cardiovascular outcome, sometimes referred to as a MACE, a major adverse cardiovascular event. doctors love acronyms. So a MACE is the bad thing that can happen to you if you have runaway risk factors. So those three things are not just LDL, but LDL is in the equation. It's one of the three things. But also LP little a, which is something that so far we don't yet have drugs to fix, although the drugs are soon to arrive on the scene. They're being approved imminently. And also a C-reactive protein, or HSCRP is the measurement. And by looking at all those three things together, I mean, just lowering your LDL, if you have a high LPA and a high HSCRP, that's going to reduce your risk just a little bit, but you're still at high risk. So you really need to address all three and potentially more things. You know, what's your activity level? You know, are you sedentary? Are you overweight? There clearly is a risk in carrying extra body weight. Are you hypertensive? Are you diabetic? And so on and so on. So all these things kind of enter into it. Currently, guidelines are as follows. If you have very high LDL, greater than 190, they say you must get your LDL less than 100. Well, not in every case, but, you know, maybe for some people, that's good. If you have diabetes, they want your LDL to be less than 70. If you have other what are called risk-enhancing factors, well, that might be chronic kidney disease, maybe a strong family history of premature heart disease. Well, who doesn't? You know, there's always like Uncle Charlie who died at 55 of a massive heart attack. Does that mean you need to be on statins? Well, maybe, but maybe not. And there's also other factors that enter into it. So it's kind of a complicated equation. I think really it should also be based on whether you have coronary artery calcification with a screening test. You can get an EBT heart scan to see if you have calcium. And if you do have significant amounts of calcium, well, maybe you really do need to lower your cholesterol. Now, the medication that you're talking about, Levqo, or Lec, it's tough to pronounce because it's got a Q in it. It's called Lecvio. It's a PCSK9 inhibitor, which means it's an ultra-powerful atom bomb for lowering your LDL cholesterol, way more powerful than statin drugs. And it has, Leqvio has the potential to lower your LDL to, you know, middle double digits and lower your LDL to 25 if you take enough of it. And that's something that's reserved for either people who have terrible side effects when they take statins, can't tolerate them, or for people who on statins alone don't respond adequately. They don't lower the cholesterol to the point where we're reassured that they're at low risk. They don't reach their LDL goal. It's very expensive. It has to be injected. Side effects are relatively minimal from what I've seen with these medications. I mean, one could argue theoretically, well, what happens to people who have very, 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 very low cholesterol for the rest of their lives? Well, maybe it has an impact on cognitive function since the brain is composed largely of cholesterol. But studies have shown that probably there's not a high risk using these medications. But is it warranted? I don't know from what you're describing. You know, I'd have to look. You know, one of the things I frequently do is weigh in with a second opinion on whether people should take statins or other more powerful drugs, or whether they can simply use lifestyle to alleviate their risk of cardiovascular problems. But I call for, in any case, an all-of-the-above approach, utilizing supplements like aged garlic extract, things like fish oil, vitamin K2, and so on, for cardiovascular prevention, along with the, you know, diet and exercise to optimize weight and metabolism. And I think that that's the way to go. 877-726-8255 our number. Folks, are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality? Well, that's an appealing prospect. And I've recently become very enthused about a new product called MitoPure. I did a recent interview with the developer of this revolutionary compound called Urolithin A. It's a supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure enhances something called mitophagy, your body's natural cleanup pathway within the mitochondria. And as we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn out cells. It's a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. It's the real deal, folks. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging. There's a topical form of urolithin A that I recommend for preventing skin aging and reversing minor skin problems. You can take MitoPure in various forms. You can take it as a powder that I add to my shakes, my morning smoothies, or you can take it in capsules. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A, and since then it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. Check it out at timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. Give it a try. This is an item about oral health. Oral health, you know, very important. And I recently found out that the Institute for Functional Medicine is creating a pathway for dentists and oral health professionals because of the great ramifications that oral health has for overall systemic health. And we know that oral microbes may have an impact on the risk for Alzheimer's disease, for example. Oral microbes may have an impact on the risk of cardiovascular disease because what happens to the mouth doesn't stay in the mouth. New study. Evidence is growing that microbes in your mouth may contribute to cancer. The oral microbiome, the blend of bacteria that are present in your mouth, and they're there. They're simply there. You know, whether or not you, you know, use Listerine 10 times a day, you've got an oral microbiome, and you want an oral microbiome. You want a healthy balance of bacteria in your mouth. The oral microbiome is increasingly being linked to head and neck cancer. However, we don't yet precisely understand its role. They say there's evidence mounting that suggests the microbes in our mouth could be putting us at risk of certain cancers and affecting our prognosis if we develop them. So that may be why paying attention to your oral microbiome, and there are ways to influence it, you know, not just by brushing and flossing and using mouthwash, but also via a very, very important influence on your microbiome, which is your diet. Your diet may play a big role on your microbiome, and products like xylitol, which has the effect of tamping down harmful bacteria in your mouth while not killing off everything as a harsh mouthwash might do. Might be part of the equation to optimize your oral microbiome. 877-726-8255 are our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's a substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Are you ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality?
Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. We're ready for your question every weekend. And if you call that number during the week, you can record a question as this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi, I'm listening to your broadcast about genetics and how they play a role in disease. My question is, I am diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia. No one else in my family has any kind of leukemia diagnosis. And I'm wondering how genetics play a factor in the fact that that ended up being my diagnosis. So any light you can shed on that, I'd sure appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, this is an interesting question because there are two ways that genetics can have an impact on disease. One is with what are called germline mutations. In other words, mutations that are in the DNA that you inherit from your parents. So we know that there are associations between your inherited DNA and disease susceptibility. And sometimes it's a complete, hit. So for example, we talked about sickle cell anemia. Really, you need a double hit of the gene that causes sickle cell, to have a fully expressed form of sickle cell anemia where you have painful crises all the time. There's a form of it where you carry one gene, but you also have one normal gene, and then you're generally okay, although under conditions of extreme stress, such as Jordan Neely may have experienced when he was going on a rampage through the subways and he was on drugs and he was being choked out by Daniel Penny, that the vulnerability of the sickle cell came to the fore. So those are inherited risks. Then there are mutations in your genes that can occur during your lifetime. And this happens all the time because, you know, we're exposed to radiation, or we're exposed to free radicals. And just in the process of aging, when our genes are being transcribed, they're taken from our DNA and they're transcribed to RNA, mistakes can happen. And these are mutations. And that's what happens in leukemias. There's mistakes, usually not just one mistake, but a series of mistakes that occur. And then you get runaway proliferation of some of your blood cells, you know, whether it's white blood cells, as in leukemia, or whether it's red blood cells in other conditions, or what platelets in other conditions, there's a mistake and you lose control on proliferation of your cells. And so in AML, the way that they categorize AML is the degree of mutation. And if you have a little bit of a mutation, it's not so bad and it's more likely you'll be cured. And if you have an intermediate amount, well, it's more challenging. And if you have a lot of mutations, and they can do this based on analysis of your white blood cells, you know, when they run a bunch of genetic tests on them, they can see if there's a lot of mutations, your prognosis is less good. Now, with treatment, they can knock back some of the mutations, and then they can stage you. They can say, ooh, your prognosis is now better, and that can determine, you know, whether to treat or whether to do watchful waiting. You sound very young, and unfortunately, this is a condition that is not necessarily associated with advanced age and can occur in younger or middle-aged people. There are more and better treatments coming online for this all the time. And the prognosis for it, I mean, leukemia, it sounds like, oh my goodness, it's a death sentence. No, it's not. It is a serious challenge, but people these days go on to recover from leukemia, although it can be a rocky course. I hope that helps to answer your question. No, it's not something you inherited from your parents. That is not what this is. All right. Big controversy emerging in Europe about a cattle feed additive called Bovaer, B-O-V-A-E-R. It's designed to reduce methane emissions by animals. Now, it's thought that 6% of the problems associated with our changing climate are attributable to the eructations of cows, because cows have digestive systems that make methane. Methane goes into the atmosphere, and that's one of the reasons why they want us to stop eating animals and become vegetarians. But another way of doing it is by administering something called Bovaer 10 to ruminants to reduce methane emissions. But there's concern about it. There's a hue and cry about it, and a lot of companies are backtracking and ditching Bovaer from dairy production over concerns that it might be toxic. It is claimed that no, it is not toxic, that it's been researched, and it's perfectly safe. But consumers do not want dairy products that are made with this compound. Well, check out drhoffman.com for all things related to intelligent medicine. Download our podcasts, follow us on social media, and by all means, subscribe to our newsletter. And have yourselves a safe and healthy weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This holiday season, the turkey isn't the only thing that gets stuffed. Everyone knows when we eat too much, gas and bloating are likely to follow. Even more trouble ensues when we combine too many rich foods high in fat and sugar. An antacid may bring a moment of relief, but there is a smarter idea. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide optimum digestive support with enough of the good probiotic bacteria to help us digest rich holiday foods. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a result of the 3-year fermentation process will help you feel better and improve your overall digestive health. This holiday season, discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. You'll be glad you did. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.